Well, good evening. It is great to be back in Carrick. But whenever you tell the folks in Cavan that you're coming to Carrick, they're not quite sure whether you mean Carrick-on-Cross or Carrick-on-Shannon or Carrick Mines or Carrick Moor. That's Carrick-Fergus. There is only one Carrick, that's Carrick-Fergus. So first thing, let me just say, you know, thank you to the church as a whole for your prayers and support for myself, for Jean, and for all of us as a family as we have gone to Cavan. We really appreciate everything that you do for us, practically, prayerfully, your messages, your text messages, WhatsApp, emails, letters, and visits. We really appreciate the support for us as a family in Cavan. So a big thank you to the church family here. So for those of you who don't know me, as Peter said, my name is Simon, I'm married to Jean, and we do have three girls with us, Jessica, Robin, and Brumman, and we do work for Child Evangelism Fellowship in Cavan. So just before we do give a report then on what we have been up to over these last year and a half, I do have just a passage from God's Word to share with you. If you have your Bible, certainly you can turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I'm just going to read the first seven verses. So 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 to 7. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. So this is a great passage, and just really have a few very short thoughts to share from it. So this is Paul's second letter to Timothy, his letter of encouragement, the one who he calls his son, his dearly beloved son. And young Timothy, in this passage, was in charge of the church in Ephesus. But Paul didn't want Timothy's strength in serving God in the church to come from his own efforts. Quite often we can get this idea of just kind of digging deep and, you know, pulling yourself up by the bootstraps just to get that extra bit of energy in serving. But Paul wanted to remind Timothy that his strength came from God, from the grace that is in Christ Jesus, from verse 1. Not saving grace, but sustaining grace. Grace to help him to keep on working, to keep on working hard, and to be a godly example to the rest of the church as well. And we can remember that this grace is ours in Christ Jesus as well. As we live our lives each day and the situations, the difficulties and the challenges that we face, and we are to expect difficulties because of our faith, and whether that be in work or in school or college or retirement or wherever that might be, we can always rely on God's sustaining grace. But not everybody's in full-time ministry like Timothy. But Paul goes on to give a pattern, a kind of a repeating pattern, or yeah, a pattern, I guess, of four generations of people. So we have Paul to Timothy, to faithful men, and then to others who are able to teach the gospel. See, Paul knew the importance of passing on the ability to teach so that others could teach God's words, and that God's word would be continually taught in the churches. So as parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, we have a responsibility as well to teach others, to teach those in our care, to pass on to them the knowledge of God and his gospel. So we do have this charge to be teachers and to pass on God's word as well. Then Paul gives three pictures in the passage as well. They're of a soldier, an athlete, and a hard-working farmer. So what connects these three pictures? What connects these three roles? Well, the fact that they all need effort to do these roles, they need effort. But it also brings in this idea of loyalty and fairness, and then a reward from their efforts as well. And we too need to strive, to put effort, to do our best as we serve God as well. And that's according to the word that he has given us, so that we too can enjoy the blessings that he has given us in Christ Jesus as well. And then just finally, in verse 7, Paul says to Timothy to consider what I say. See, Paul wanted young Timothy to meditate on his words. Quite often we can be so busy that it's hard to meditate on one thought, even one thought, throughout the day. Perhaps especially the thought of verse 8, just after our passage, should always be on our minds. Because Paul says to Timothy to remember. He says, remember Christ Jesus, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. So it's worth the effort to meditate on the gospel that we believe in. And it's the same gospel message that we want to bring to the boys and girls in Cavan, because it's the means by which we have been saved, and it's the means by which, God willing, they will be saved and obtain the salvation that's in Christ Jesus as well. So we want just to share now for the next few moments how God has given us many opportunities to share and to teach and train others with this gospel message. So I hope that passage has been a challenge to you, as Peter prayed earlier on, that I do want to challenge you as well to think about those around us. But then as we bring our report, we want that to be an encouragement, because God has answered our prayers and really has encouraged us. So I want to challenge you and also encourage you tonight as well. That's okay. So I think it was January of this year. It was the last time that we were up and sharing then at the missions prayer meeting. So a lot has happened in this time. So really, again, we just want to give you an update on what has been going on. But just before that, I will mention that Jane and I recently were looking back, I guess 2 years ago now, to whenever we first moved to Cavan, and we looked over some of the goals, some of the thoughts that we had in our mind whenever we first moved to Cavan, some of the things that we'd love to have seen happen. And that was just to see the core ministries of CEF grow. We were new into the county and there was nothing going on with CEF, so we just really had a desire to see the work grow, the Good News Clubs, 5-day clubs, and even to see camp ministry started as well. We also had a real desire to make connections with people, just to grow the ministry that way as well, just to make connections and build relationships around us. And also training. Training was a big part of what we had loved to have seen happen, to be able to grow the ministry, to get more volunteers involved that way as well. So praise God, we will be able to share how he has answered prayers during that time. Okay. I should have put that slide on, okay. Okay, there we go. So this summer we had a number of firsts. We had our first SIA team, not see you later, but SIA, C-Y-I-A, Christian Youth in Action. We had a team of 10 young people from the Belfast area come and stay with us. So we had an extra 10 people in the house, so there was 15 of us. Now the house isn't massive, but we somehow managed to have 15 people fairly comfortably in the house, and we still managed to have an extra room. I don't know how that happened, but anyway, we had 10 young people come and stay with us. So each day the team ran or took part in 2 holiday Bible clubs and 6 5-day clubs for the week. After they had done the holiday Bible club part, we split the team then into 3. So we had 3 teams, and they went out and did the open-air 5-day clubs, like the church has ran here in the past, where we would go into just the estates in the towns near us. We went to Belturbet, a small town. I think when the teams were out into the town, we nearly kind of had the whole town covered. But it's probably the first time that there's ever been anything like this in this part of Cavan, in this town, these 5-day clubs. So it was really, really great to be able to have this kind of ministry. Now, the numbers were small, maybe only 3 or 4 at each club at a time, but it was great just to see the kids come along and just to be really curious and interested as to what was happening. The club that I was at, as we went to start the club, there was a mother at the door with her child, so I went across and said, you know, we're having a club, you know, would you like to come across? And the mother said, you know, well, what is it you're teaching? I says, we're teaching the Bible, just the Bible, nothing else. And she kind of thought for a second and said, well, my daughter, she's just taken her first communion. I wouldn't want her to be confused. So I left it at that, and then we had the club on the first day. And I thought to myself, well, maybe I could go back and tell her, you know, she could come for the games, you know, do some games at the start, and then I could send her on home. But of course, they weren't there the next day. So I went back on the Wednesday, you know, to tell her this message. And I said, you know, she can come for the games. But before I had even finished the sentence, the mum says, oh, she can go. The poor girl had pestered the life out of her mother to come along, which I was perfectly happy with. So the wee girl, she came along, and she sat then for the 3 days that she came to the club, and she heard the gospel along with another two boys and girls from that part of the town. So we were really thrilled. We praised God for those contacts into that part of Belturbet as well. As I say, the team did 6 5-day clubs, so the 3 in Belturbet. After they finished those, we drove down to Cavan and did another 3 clubs there as well. So it was a great opportunity to have these first 5-day clubs in Cavan as well. So praise God, there was growth. After this time, we had growth. Okay, Jean, you ready?
I think you're doing okay, Simon, chatting on your
They don't want to hear
room.
Me the whole time.
It's fine.
I don't want to hear me the whole time.
My voice is nearly gone because of that lovely singing. I have a chest infection and I shouldn't have really been singing, but I couldn't stop myself because it was so amazing. So I'm just going to talk a wee bit about camp. So we had our first camp this year and we just weren't sure if we would have enough children to run a camp on our own. We actually weren't sure where we were going to get all the children from. So we thought, well, we'll join up with the worker from County Mayo, Linda McCauley. So she's the CEF worker in Mayo, and she moved to Mayo about the same time that we moved to Cavan. So we decided to join up together, and we booked out the camp centre for a week, and then we started advertising in the schools and in church and in other churches as well. And we thought, well, if we get about 14 children, that would be a nice little camp, and we'd get to know all the children, and it would be really good. So we actually ended up with 35 children on the camp, and some from Cavan and some from Mayo, and I think there were about 20 leaders. So there were plenty of leaders as well, and we had an amazing time at camp this year. The weather, like, what was the weather like this summer? It was just class. So where the camp centre is in Rosnaula in Donegal, you can walk down to the beach. So we were able to walk down to the beach and have beach games, and the children were able to swim in the sea, although I was freaking out about that. But all the leaders with their high-vis vests on were all standing out in the sea, and I was glad when they came out of the sea again. But it was an amazing time. We packed a lot into the week. I don't think we packed as much as Peter Lawther's camp, because when Bronwyn came back from that camp, it seemed like she'd been on about 5 camps, the amount of stuff they did. But we did seem to pack a lot into camp, and we taught the children from the book of Elijah, the life of Elijah, in the morning, and then in the evening we were teaching them. Now, I never get this right. Is it John Patton or John Payton? Patton. Okay, so John Patton. I wasn't teaching any of it, as you may guess. But it was lovely, and it was lovely to be able to spend time with the boys and girls in small groups, doing quiet time groups with them, and talking to them and answering their questions and praying with them. So we really did have, you know, a great week at camp. Praise God for the week that we did have. Praise God for all of the children, all the boys and girls who came from all different parts of Cavan and Mayo. And we do praise God for all the leaders who were there as well. So we have booked out the camp centre for another week next August. So we'd really, really appreciate your prayers that lots of boys and girls would sign up and come back to camp again next year. Is that okay? I stand here beside
you. Yeah, stand. Last year, we helped out for the first time with an intense camp. Now, this is probably a camp that most of you probably won't have heard about. It's a regional camp run across Cavan and Monaghan for teens, and it is called Intense, probably for two reasons. They do stay in tents, in tents there at the camp centre. So this year...
What's the other reason?
What?
You said two reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's very intense.
Intense, that's right, okay. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Gina.
We didn't set that up.
Where was I?
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. This year, Gian and I were involved again with the camp. Gian and I go and we do a program for the children of the leaders who run the intense camp. So it is great to be involved there as well. It's kind of like a cross between a holiday Bible club and a camp. As I say, the intense ministry, it is a local camp run by local people from different churches across the county, and it is a really great way for us to make connections with these other churches and to be part of their ministry. So it's great for us to see other ministry going on, not just CEF, but to encourage those who have that going on as well. Okay, I'll hand over to you, Jane.
So we were also involved with lots of holiday Bible clubs this year. I think Cavan Baptist is a bit like here. You know, the shaven foam comes out and people just get crazy with it, you know. It wasn't me who started that. But yeah, so that's Cavan Baptist. We were also involved with holiday Bible clubs in Fairgreen, which is Bronwyn School. So we had a holiday Bible club for 5 days there at the school, which is really good. And also in another part of Cavan in Drung, which was a new holiday Bible club we were helping out with. But this year we also spent a week down in Tullamore. Does anyone know where Tullamore is? Yeah, John. So it's about 2 hours south from Cavan, 2 hours in the van, maybe about an hour in a normal car. So there were two churches there who really wanted to reach out to the boys and girls in the town of Tullamore, and they'd never ever done anything like this before. They said that they didn't really know what they were doing, and they asked us, you know, so they really mustn't have known what they were doing, but we went down anyway to help them out. Myself and Simon and Bronwyn, the other two were at camp. We packed up the van because we did everything at that holiday Bible club. So we had all the craft stuff, we had all the setting up stuff, we had everything. So the van was absolutely bunged. And we drove down, unpacked. It was in a school, in one of the Church of Ireland schools. So we set everything up in the school. And then as we pulled out of the school, we got a pizza for our dinner. And the van broke down. Okay, so we were left without a van. But we were so thankful that it had happened then, you know, because if it had broken down on the way with all of that stuff, it just would have been a big hassle. So, but anyway, I don't know why I'm telling you all that. I'm blabbering on. So, yeah, so it was a really, really encouraging week. We had about 60 children came most days, and it was from about 10 o'clock until 2 mm-hmm. in the day. So they brought their lunches with them, had their lunch. And there were children from all different backgrounds. There were Muslim children there. There were children from Roman Catholic backgrounds and Polish backgrounds. Children, a lot of them who would never have experienced anything like that before. And I've told some of you this little story before. There was a little boy who came to the club every day with his big brother. And he said to me one day, near the beginning of the week, "Do you know what I want to be, Jane? Do you know what I want to be when I grow up?" And I said, "What do you want to be? Do you want to be a fireman or whatever?" And he said, "No, I want to be a priest." And he said, "That's why I've come to this club, because I want to learn more about God." And I said, well, that's amazing. I'm so happy you're here. And I'm so happy that you are going to tell others about God. And then at the end of the week, when I was chatting to him, I asked him, I said, well, I can't remember his name.
Remember.
Shame on me, but I'm terrible with names. I asked him, well, what did you learn? Did you learn anything else about God? And he said, yes, Jane. He said, I've learned that you can talk to God no matter where you are, you can talk to God and he will always hear you. And I just thought that that was just that one little thing that he said was just such an encouragement to me, that he had learned that he didn't need to go through anyone else, but that he could have a personal relationship with God. He could talk to God and God would hear him no matter where he was. And they were talking about coming back again next year. He was also going to see the Pope as well, and he had his little costume. He was just great, so he was. But just then on the final day of that club, we invited all the parents to come just for a cup of tea and a biscuit and to listen to the boys and girls saying their memory verses and singing the theme song. And the theme song was, It's Amazing, God Loves Me. And just to have all the parents sitting at the back and the children stood up and they turned around and 60 children singing to their parents, It's Amazing, God Loves Me, you know, and that just was just something that I was probably crying in the corner to see those children singing that to their parents. So that's Holiday Bible Clubs.
CEF are having a year of prayer coming 2019. It's just a kind of a theme that they want to run with, to try to encourage others to pray, just to keep praying for the work of just the spread of the gospel across the whole island. So we want to use that as well, just to encourage more people to just to get involved and to be encouraged to pray for the work in Cavan as well. Now, we already know that you're regular prayer supporters of us, and it'd be just great to get others then praying as well. We just want to encourage local people, just to encourage them really to keep praying for their work as well. Now, I know some of you have, I think, already spoken to Jane about getting our weekly prayer update, but if anybody else would like to be kept up to date with a weekly prayer bulletin, certainly we can add you onto WhatsApp or email or text or anything. So do, you know, get in touch with us if you want regular updates of what we're up to.
Okay, so we were also able to have a regional conference just a few weeks ago. So it was the second Cavan Monaghan Regional Conference, and we took the theme of prayer to promote the year of prayer. We were very thankful that David Dixon came down to be our conference speaker and to really encourage us all to keep on praying, even when things are difficult. You know how important it is to keep on talking to God every day of our lives. We actually were, again, just so encouraged. We were really encouraged by the number of people who were there. There were about double that were there last year. People from Cavan and Monaghan areas who are interested in the work, people who are praying, people who are involved. So that was really just, I keep saying encouragement, but it really was so encouraging. In fact, the hall where we had it in Coot Hill Presbyterian Church, and the hall was absolutely full. There were people standing at the back because there weren't any seats left. So that was really good. And we do praise God for that. And we do praise God that it's Him who touches the hearts of people. You know, it's nothing that we do. All of this, what we are saying tonight, you know, we're giving you an update of things that God has allowed us to be part of. You know, this is nothing of us. I was saying yesterday at the ladies' meeting, you know, God loves to use weak people, and that's who we are. You know, we're absolutely the weakest of the weak. So we give Him all the glory for everything, and everything that we're saying tonight is all due to Him and His power and His work.
So I mentioned at the beginning, one of our goals then was to make just connections with other people who had a desire to work with us. And, you know, God has really answered this in a powerful way. We have made connections with a number of other local church rectors, really, you know, godly evangelical men who are really keen to see the gospel spread. Right where we are in the Church of Ireland parishes, you know, surrounding us, it's been really, really great to meet guys. I mean, you'll not know these names, a guy, Nick Jones from Drung, Richard Waller in Newton Gore, and Simon Donohoe in Swanlandbar. These guys are, they're right with us, and they will give us any opportunity that we can to work alongside them. So we really, really praise God for these guys who pray with us and pray for us and are really keen to see the work grow in the area. I'll let you mention.
Well, you could do that.
Simon there. No, you're better at that one.
So, yes, and one of the ways that we have been making connections with them is through the Lego. So thank you so much, everybody here who has donated, parted with their Lego. How can you do that? That's so hard. CEF have actually bought so many tons of Lego, but as I was saying to some people earlier, you know, it's all up in Belfast and it's very neat. It's so neat and sorted out, and you know, it has to go back that way. And also it has to be shared with all the workers for all of Ireland. So if somebody wants it down in Cork, you know, you have to book it out. And I think just really having our own set of Lego is going to be just so much more easy. It means we can plan things and go ahead and plan clubs and things without having to worry whether the Lego's booked out. So thank you very much for everyone who has donated their Lego. So really, how we use the Lego, somebody was asking me earlier, how do you actually use the Lego? We would go in and set up like big tables and put out all the Lego, and then as the children come in, we would explain to them, you know, what kind of things they might be building that day. So we already did a theme on creation. So the children were coming in, and for each session, we were encouraging them to build, you know, things related to the different days of creation. And we also then, over half term, we did darkness and light, and the children were building lighthouses, and then we were making zip wires, and they were doing all sorts of really creative things. The children are amazing at doing. Kids, you're amazing at Lego. I'm so creative. We were trying to build things, you know, to give them an idea of what they might build, and they were coming and just like blowing us out of the water with their creation. So, kids, you're amazing. So, what am I saying? So over half term, we booked out a community centre in Belturbet, and we also had the use of a school in Ballyconnell. And over that week, we were able to do two clubs, and we had about 35 children in all over the week. And they came in, they played with the Lego, they built their things, and then they brought them in, and Simon used those as he was teaching the Bible lesson. So he was teaching on the Bible and how it is a light and how it shows the sin in your life. And then we just basically did a Bible club. It was like a holiday Bible club. And then they went back to their Lego at the end. But some of the kids were saying, is this on every week? You know, can this not be on every week? They really enjoyed it. And the one thing that we were really praying about as we were giving out the invitations, we gave out the invitations to all the schools in the towns. And we were praying that children would come from all of the schools, not just the Church of Ireland schools, but the convent school, the boys' Catholic school. And that prayer was answered by God, because we did have children from all of those schools come, children who we have never made connections with before. So it definitely was a way of attracting them in. We didn't sneak them in. We didn't say it was a Lego club. We said it was a Lego-based Bible club, and that was on the invite. And it said clearly on the invite that they were going to hear the Bible lesson. So we have some more of those planned for Christmas. And a church that we haven't really worked with before wants to do outreach with the Lego. So we're going to run that for them. And we're really looking forward to that. So thank you again for all the Lego.
Working for or with CEF, I can't have to talk about this, I have to talk about CMLC. Since 1971, CEF have been training people in their children's ministry leadership course in Kilsimer in Switzerland, where Jane and I went to, but this has officially, finally come to an end this year. The global leadership took the decision to close the site because it was just getting, expensive to run and slightly impractical as well. What had happened was the instead of everybody coming to one central location for the training, it had gone out to each individual country where that particular language was spoken. Rather than getting translators to do it in Kilsimer, it had all gone out to individual countries as well. So the CMLC is still available to be taught. So instead of going out to Switzerland to do it, you can come along to Kilkeel in County Down and spend 6 weeks there doing the CMLC. So if you are interested, come and chat to me afterwards. I'm sure CEF would love to have you working with them as well.
So it's not three...
It's 6 weeks, it'd be two halves.
So it would be 6 weeks 1 year and then 6 weeks the next year, if anybody's interested.
Speak to me after.
Okay. So training others has always been a very important part of the work for us. We see it as just really significant in growing the work. And after I had been to Kilsimer, I went back to Kilsimer for 2 weeks to learn how to teach the TCE 1. So TCE 1 is Teaching Children Effectively 1. So I had to go over to Kilsimer to learn how to teach that. And I think, Simon, you're going to go.
It's my turn next.
Well, it's Simon's turn next. So we really, really wanted to run this course in Cavan, but really we weren't sure if anybody would be interested in doing it. It's quite an intense course. It's 11 weeks and it's from, I think there's three 40-minute classes every night. There are practicals that you have to do. You have to teach a memory verse, teach a Bible lesson, teach through a song. So we just weren't sure how many people would be interested. We thought maybe if we got about four people, we could run the course. So we advertised it around all of the different churches. And in the end, we ended up with 10 people who were very, very faithful. And they made a commitment to do the course. And they all finished the course with flying colours. They all passed the course. And they were from four different churches in Cavan. So those four people have gone back to their churches with all of that training, how to teach the boys and girls effectively. So we really praise God for sending those people. It was really actually very good. They were all lovely. There was nobody difficult apart from John. What's John like? John is an elder in our church in Cavan.
I think loose cannon's the term.
Loose cannon. He's so lovely and I love him to bits. But he was just
wind up.
He was a wind up. But it was good to have him on the course. But you were trying to be serious and he was, throwing bits of paper at you and stuff, And in fact, the other week I was interviewing him at the Cavan Monaghan conference. And this room is filled with people and I'm trying to be so serious and interview him about the course that he'd been on. And he stole my notes and he stole the questions. And honestly,
he's a wild man.
But anyway, but I love him to bits, really. So it really just was wonderful to see those people on the course and actually to see them growing in confidence. One girl especially, Charlene, she's called Charlene, and I was actually shocked that she signed up to do the course because she was quite shy, quite quiet. She used to bring her children to a Good News Club and she would stand at the back. She wouldn't even come up with them. She would stand at the back and then she signed up for the course. And I was like, yes, this is amazing. Through doing the course, I think her eyes were really opened to the need of reaching out to the boys and girls in her neighbourhood. She lives in the middle of Cavan Town in a housing estate. And I think God just really touched her heart and she saw the need of speaking to those boys and girls. And so whenever she heard that there was a SEA team coming down in the summer, she asked, could she have one of the clubs in the green outside of her house? So we were delighted with that. And she was involved every day. She has three children and they were there and she was there helping out. And then she said to Simon that she would like to help out more at Good News Club. So she's now teaching memory verse and quiz, and she even did a lesson at Good News Club. And yeah, was there something? Oh yes.
She wanted the Good News Club at her house.
Yes, that's right. After the SEA team had gone and she'd seen how many children, I think there were about 14 children came to that club every day. And she said, I want to start a Good News Club here. So at the minute, she's in contact with the community. There's a little community centre there where she lives. And she said, well, if they won't let us in there, I'll just have it in my house. So it's just amazing to see her. You know, even a few weeks ago, she was up doing the children's talk in church. Honestly, you know, it's just amazing how God, you know, God works and through weak people again. You know, he does. And it's through weak people that his glory is shown. So that's me.
Okay. It's almost finished. Just really a few praise points to share with you. Really, we see God's hand of provision for us to be in Cavan. I just want to share that with you as well, just to be encouraged and to praise God for how he has provided for us as a family. And then the growth that we had talked about at the start as a goal for us, God really has blessed us with that, and we have seen his hand in many ways as the ministry has grown. The Lego outreach at half term, again, was a real answer to prayer and a point for praise, just that we had children from each of those schools, an answer to prayer. And just the others, like Charlene, who have been involved with us, praying and giving and going, serving as well. Just a few prayer points on the screen as well. Do please, or appreciate your prayer for us as a family, just as we continue to serve in Cavan day by day. And just that we would know his hand of protection as well. Another thing I have on the screen is the JYC in Belturbet. JYC is Junior Youth Challenge. This is something that Jane and I have been thinking about over the last number of months. Jessica and Robin obviously go to the high school in Belturbet. And just this last year, there's been three or four other young believers have started in first year. So we're thinking of maybe doing something with those guys on a Friday. See, the school finishes at 12:30 on a Friday. So we're thinking maybe we could do something after school, again in the community centre with the young people. But while we were having this thought, Jessica came home with a note one day from school saying that the school was hoping to start up on a Friday, after school, what did they call it? Like a
Bible club.
A Bible club, like a Roman Catholic Bible club, you know, and they'd be getting in, you know, the young people and, you know, getting pizza, which we had thought of as well, you know, everybody loves pizza. And we thought, oh, what's going on here? You know, we hadn't been in contact with the school about it. But then, over time, we were expecting more notes and information to come home about the club, but it all seemed to kind of go quiet. And then I phoned the school to say, you know, is it still going on? But we haven't really had much back from the school, so I think we're just gonna go ahead ourselves and try and do that. So do pray for this JYC that it would be an opportunity to reach the young people in the high school.
And it's in where we would be hoping to have the JYC is in the same community centre as the church plant. So Cavan Baptist are doing a church plant in Belturbet where the girls go to school, where we had the Lego club, and you know, it's in the same building. We're hoping to have a carol service there as well, you know, so it's all in that kind of same area.
Yeah, so it'd be great to be able to, you know, to support the church plant with this ministry as well, just to come alongside in whatever way we can as well. A few other points. Is the Lego Club, yeah, coming up at Christmas time? Just do pray for that. Again, as the invitations go out, that it would be a good time of outreach. And then just perhaps for others to continue to join with us and to pray with us, that they would get involved as well. So that's probably all that we have to say, but I just want to say again a massive thank you, and I hope tonight has been a challenge to you to see the need for and importance for training others and those in our care as well with the gospel, and then also just an encouragement to you to see what God is doing in Cavan. So thank you again for your support for us.